Welcome back to Indianapolis, and for the last time this weekend, this is Broncos TV On Site with Greg Caldwell and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for tuning in. And today, Sunday, the last day in this room that players came through and talked to the press. However, it was the marquee day on the field, Andrew, where the position groups, the wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, went through drills on the field, started getting tested, timed, a few things that stood out.
Oh, big day. I think you start with guys like Tavon Austin and Marquise Goodwin. Goodwin actually had the best 40 time of any receiver, 4.27 seconds. I think he had a big day. Underrated day for guy Corey Fuller from Virginia Tech, 4.43. That was a good time for a receiver. And then you look at the running backs. Ontario McCaleb had the best 40 time, but I mean, he's a 168-pound guy. You expect that. He's the smallest guy here. He's only going to be as a returner. I look at a guy like Niall Davis from Arkansas, and he had a time in the mid-4.3s, 227 pounds, 5'10". There are other concerns about him, small hand size, injuries, but at that time, if you're mid-4.3 and a running back at 227, someone's going to take a chance on you. And the other thing that happened today was you also saw linebackers and defensive linemen do the bench press. Margus Hunt, 277 pounds, and certainly not the heaviest defensive lineman by any means, had 38 bench press reps, better than almost every other defensive lineman. He was matched by 335-pound Brandon Williams, better than any linebacker, better than any offensive lineman. I think he really solidified his credentials as a true athlete, and I think he looks like a late first-rounder right now.
Yeah, 38 reps on the bench or a really fast time on the 40. Those are things that jump out on a day like today. And covering it all day long on the NFL Network was Mike Mayock, NFL Network's analyst. He was on air for 7 hours watching these drills, then came into this room and spent 30 minutes with the press. Gray, you had a chance to throw a question up to him that's very relevant to the Broncos and for Broncos fans.
Well, yeah, we Mike Mayock has talked about all along how he's been really impressed with the depth of this draft. He said that's whether it's O-line, D-line, even safety, there's really a lot of depth in this draft. And that prompted me to ask, okay, teams like the Broncos that don't pick till 28th, is that setting them up for a solid player to be able to get them late in the first round, even though they're not picking high? Is that the kind of depth it is? And he addressed that.
I've said several times, if you're a playoff team this year, you're laughing because there's so much depth to this thing that I think if you're drafting 20 to 30, it's not a whole lot different than the fifth or sixth pick. So for me, if you're a playoff team, boy, you're just sitting back going, hey, this is pretty good. And if you're a top 10 team, I mean, look at the difference. It's so stark, the difference between Ryan Grigson in this building a year ago as a first-time GM with a new coach, and he's got RG3 and Luck to choose from. And now in Kansas City, Andy Reid and John Dorsey, new coach, new GM, there's not a quarterback in sight, probably, at that point. So it's a whole different level at the top end and the bottom end here.
That's Mike Mayock on the depth of this year's draft and how it could be a little bit advantageous for teams that are further back in the first round. He also spent some time hitting on the guys that came through this room today, the defensive backs. Gray, you were sitting here with this press group, this podium behind us, when D. Miller from Alabama met the press.
Well, D. Milner, he's widely regarded as the top cornerback, maybe the top defensive back in this draft, and he actually suffered a torn labrum during the season, hasn't had surgery yet, played through it. Obviously, Alabama won a national championship. He said it doesn't even feel like he's hurt right now, but he's going to have surgery on that in mid-March, and he expects about a two-month recovery time. So he'll be back and ready to go in the offseason for whatever team drafts him. And he said Champ Bailey is actually a player that he looks up to, so that some lofty standards for D.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys often say guys like Champ Bailey. I think Ed Reed were other names that got thrown around today. And that Milner, one of the guys that spoke at the podium, is one of the name guys. There's also a lot of tables in this room where other players talk to that teams are definitely looking at, Andrew.
Yeah, a couple that stood out. T.J. McDonald from USC, safety, son of Tim McDonald, played for the Cardinals and the 49ers back in the day. Yeah, he talked about film study with his dad, who was also his high school coach. The two will get together on Skype and actually watch film via distance, and then his dad would text him at halftime. He's talked with the Broncos. Another guy who's talked with the Broncos is Leon McFadden from San Diego State. A guy really impressed me down at Senior Bowl week. Pretty good in press coverage, feisty, aggressive, what you like to see. And he also says he's talked with the Broncos. But let me note to you right now that a lot of guys have talked with the Broncos. The combine interview structure has changed a bit this year. You can get guys for short interviews as well as long ones. And, of course, you're getting guys at the Senior Bowl and the Shrine Game. So a majority of guys of the 330-plus that are here have talked with the Broncos. So they've cast their net pretty widely here in this pre-draft process.
Yeah, and probably close to 100 guys talked to all of us today in this room. Here's a couple of bites from what guys had to say from these podiums here on Sunday afternoon.
I mean, it helped me a lot. Texas struggled this year, but it also pushed me mentally on the field a lot. I mean, I had to do a lot more things this year. Coach Aquina called my number, and I got them done. And just, it helped me broaden my horizon on the different concepts I can bring to the table to football.
I'm excited, man. I've been waiting for this opportunity my whole life. You know, all the workouts, all the season work, you know, all the games, just everything is coming down to this moment. So I'm very excited.
My strength is basically my size, my physicality, you know, speed, height, you know, just not – people tell I'm not a typical corner, basically, you know. And my weaknesses is, you know, just like every other corner, you know, just technique-wise, you know, need to work on your technique. Nothing different, you know. You can't perfect corner, you know. It's a hard position to play. So I need to work on my technique.
This year we had a coaching, a whole defensive coaching staff change. Justin Wilcox was our defensive coordinator. And we did a lot of man-to-man. And I feel like I'm a man-to-man corner. I mean, I can play zone as well, but I feel man is my strength. And in the league, you got to be able to man up. Receivers are great. You got to be able to read and react, be out there on that island. And it's definitely helped me being at UW.
Man, I think people are starting to appreciate safeties more now that tight ends are changing to freaks and controlling the middle of the field now. So you got to have a safety that can cover and come up and hit now.
And with that, we are going to wrap things up here in Indianapolis at the Scouting Combine. Now, plenty left to go on here Monday and Tuesday. But as far as this room is concerned, as far as us, we take off and fly back to Denver. So be sure to check out all the coverage all weekend long on DenverBroncos.com, including my interview with former Colts president Bill Polian. You can check that out too. Thanks so much for hanging in with all of us here this week with Gray Caldwell and Andrew Mason. From Indianapolis, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.